Directions Media. This is Directions on the News for Tuesday, July the 1st, 2008. Each week we address a timely topic of interest about geospatial technology trends and applications. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief, and I'm joined by my colleague, Adina Schutzberg. Today's topic is Finding Me, Location Determination, Any Time, Anywhere, Any Method. Have we gotten past the privacy now that we have multiple means of finding people, or have we just made it worse? But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. Experience the geographic advantage with ESRI's ArcGIS Server, a comprehensive platform for cost-effectively delivering enterprise GIS applications. Learn more about ArcGIS Server at www.esri.com/directionsmag.
Adina, a couple weeks ago, there was an incident in Alaska where two hikers were missing. They were found by a cell phone call. Essentially, the call was made on their kind of the last legs of a battery. They found the cell tower location, and the two hikers were found. A very simple kind of routine application of finding a person, and certainly something that was begun many years ago with the FCC mandate to find people locating just by a cell phone call. Method was generally of a triangulation method between cell towers. And certainly there are others now with the incorporation of GPS chips with phones, bringing into the picture a whole other host of applications that can be now developed for location determination and location-based applications. We also heard yesterday that Skyhook Wireless was announcing a multiple means of location determination, essentially what they call a hybrid positioning system, whereby they'll use their Wi-Fi positioning system, but also can be assisted from GPS or an assisted GPS method. So we have multiple means now of finding people. It's not just a standard GPS. You could bring into the discussion something like the TV signals that Rosen Corporation had. We heard about that a couple of years ago. So now people are developing applications using multiple methods, essentially what I would call location determination agnostic means by finding applications. So, and even if you wanted to talk about the geolocation by IP address, as we're roaming with our laptops, or even, I guess, what you could say is our phones or mini computers, and don't know why we wouldn't use an IP address from a phone. So multiple methods of location determination, and I bring the question up of privacy once again, because we've gone down this path now of finding us anytime, anywhere, with multiple methods. So I just raise that question as to whether that's something we're just going to have to get over, and whether that's mitigating the problem.
Well, I think we really need to start with what does it mean now that we have all these different ways of determining location? And there's been a couple of sort of ongoing complaints about location determination technologies as they've evolved over the last couple of years in particular. It's not accurate, it's not fast enough, and it's not available in places where I need it to be available, like inside the shopping mall, for example. So some of these technologies address some of those problems, but I'm not convinced yet, and maybe the Skyhook's new announcement, which is a software product, is that right?
That's correct, software implementation.
Until something like that gets out there and people get a sense of what does it mean now that I have these multiple ways that my location can be determined, is that going to address all of those concerns to make me confident that getting the location information is going to be valuable for the particular service that I want to use it for.
So let's just go into the Skyhook announcement briefly, because I think it brings up the point of how they did it. And one of them addresses your concern about time to fix. So the time to fix for our Wi-Fi positioning system, according to Ted Morgan of Skyhook, is basically just a few seconds. If you're in the range of a Wi-Fi hotspot, it picks it up, and doing some of the triangulation methods, you can find it. It's not necessarily very accurate, but the new XPS system has a means of being more accurate by finding the first fix to a single GPS satellite, and you don't really need much more than that, according to Skyhook, in order to get a 20% or I guess it's even a better, even a 50% better accuracy location. I think he said from 40 meters down to 20 in a relatively short period of time. So the method, the hybrid method, allows you to get the fix to any of these means, whether it's a Wi-Fi, GPS, or an assisted GPS, a trileteration method using cell tower locations. What they're trying to do is fix the problem not only of quickness but also accuracy.
I guess with the Wi-Fi information, that also works indoors pretty well.
Well, right. That was the point, was that even if you're indoors, the possibility of picking up a GPS signal is possible. In other words, if you can only get a single satellite, your first time to fix would be the Wi-Fi, but then hopefully you'll be able to pick up a GPS satellite as well.
In theory, then, we've solved most of the complaints that I suggested with this and probably other solutions that may be appearing down the road. So let's move to your second point about privacy. Now, has anything changed in the past couple of years as these technologies have clearly changed? I'll suggest, one, it hasn't changed, and two, it has changed. First off, it hasn't changed. Last week, Nokia bought Plazes. And there were sort of varied responses, and I did a short article about this for Directions Magazine. And I was surprised that most of the discussion was, oh, Nokia bought a social network. Some even said Nokia bought a location-enabled social network. And yet there were a handful of pieces that specifically said, oh, my goodness, they're going to track us, which I was surprised at because I thought we had sort of gotten past this a little bit. We understood how the technology worked a little better, but that was the initial reaction of a couple I believe they were bloggers. So we're still caught up in that to some extent, and perhaps haven't fully gotten our hands around how these technologies work. And the idea that once your location is determined on your handset or your computer, it's really up to you how you want that information to be shared. So that's one way I think we haven't gotten over it. There's still a lot of concern, hype, energy being expended about this whole issue of tracking. Now, the other side of the coin is what I've pointed to and many others have pointed to as a most elegant solution to give people that control, and that's Yahoo's Fire Eagle. And I've talked about it before. I've spoken about it at presentations. I'm going to point people to a YouTube video that explains it very well from the folks at Yahoo. But basically what it is a broker that right now is a service that Yahoo hosts. It's still in closed beta. And what it allows you to do is to plug in those location-based services that have decided to use this API of Fire Eagle. It allows you to put something in between those services that determine your location. Then there's this broker in between. And then on the other side are all the applications that might use that location. And you get to decide inside of that broker, inside of that barrier, which of these get to talk to each other in a sense. You also get to determine how accurate the information that's passed through the barrier is. You can actually, in a sense, fuzz it up. If you like, if you don't want the exact location passed on to a service. Now, I think this is terribly clever. It seems to be very elegant. The challenge is that not all location-based services have jumped on it, and it's sort of gotten quiet on the Fire Eagle front. And I've been sort of scratching my head trying to think why this hasn't taken off or how can we get it to take off. And I guess one of the challenges is that right now, it doesn't. There's no sort of business model for it. How does Yahoo make money? How do the people who support the API make money? As I've been thinking about this, what I think needs to happen is Fire Eagle or something like it needs to live in a different place rather than being a development project of a company like Yahoo. Maybe what it has to do is get into the operating system. And I think we've got a really good chance of that happening. Again, going back to Nokia, not only did they buy Plazes last week, but they also invested in and then will turn open source the Symbian operating system, which I understand is the most widely used operating system in the world on phones. That was news to me. It's not something that crosses my radar all the time. But I think if we could get it into something like an operating system and have it be part of that environment, our comfort level would jump, and I think an awful lot more location-based services would jump on the Fire Eagle bandwagon and support it. So maybe it needs to be in Symbian, maybe it needs to be in something like Android. I think that would sort of push this whole privacy issue to another level.
Yeah, that's a good point, because if it's already there, people will use it. And maybe that mitigates the privacy issue to some degree, which is, you know, that they'll recognize the fact that I could use that application. I might not want my location broadcast all the time, but I can use it. It's there. It's there for me to take. So I think your argument of is it different, is it not different, has to go to the fact of having it be an accepted and already available service, an application. You know, because now we're having almost every phone GPS enabled, or having some hybrid location determination solution placed inside the phone, it will make it a more acceptable type of a service that people will then take advantage of.
Right. I think there's a certain comfort level, too, of having it be, in a sense, backed by an operating system. I mean, if somebody like Google or Nokia, you know, sort of stands behind that kind of a tool within the operating system, I think that makes a pretty strong statement. I mean, for now, I think there's an awful lot of confusion. There's these millions and millions of location-based services, and many, many of them seem to be approximately the same. And you might, if you're into this, have a whole bunch of them running on your device, and you've got to manage them, and you've got to make sense of all of this. And I think that can be an awful lot to ask of those who are not digital natives. I think getting that segment of the population comfortable with location-based services is going to require something like Fire Eagle that really puts control right in the hands of the users in a very clear way.
Well, and I think just having it there, you know, having it pop up and say, you know, here I am, you know, do you want to use your location to find whatever? And I'll give you a very simple example. I mean, I was traveling this weekend, and I found that the VZ Navigator that I use on my phone, and which uses Networks in Motion navigation system, had incorporated the gas prices into my navigation device. So if I'm looking for my nearest gas station, all of a sudden it pops up and shows me the gas prices. You know, this is something that's being talked about in the media all the time, but it was just there. I didn't ask for it. It came as part of the service, and it is essentially a location-based solution, right? I want to find that cheap gas station, and it's there. I'm very comfortable now that piece of information is available to me. So I think what we're saying is that all of these applications that may pop up and be immediately useful will hopefully mitigate some of these problems of privacy, or at least make people realize that it isn't so bad. But certainly being part of the operating system, I think, will be a help. And I think what you're saying is that having a big name behind it sort of validates the fact that, oh, well, they're going to take care of it, they're going to broker the service appropriately. That may not necessarily be the case, but it certainly gives that impression.
Yeah, I guess the way I would say it is, let's challenge the folks providing these operating systems to put these location privacy issues front and center.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Our sponsor, ESRI, would like to remind you to download the latest build of ArcGIS Explorer from the ESRI website. ArcGIS Explorer is a free, lightweight application that offers an easy way to access and share online GIS content and capabilities. For more information, visit www.esri.com/directionsmag. Thanks again for joining us. If you'd like to write to us about today's podcast, you can do that at editors@directionsmag.com. And be sure to tell a friend.